listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Did anybody have Grandma, the Galapagos tortoise at the San Diego Zoo? Dead at 141. I think her biggest age gap in sex is like 119 years.
Yeah.
She banged a 12-year-old turtle once.
She likes me.
And by the way, 12's legal in the turtle world.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She would have lived another 20 years, but she couldn't stop smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
She's clear by that, yeah. because we found out yesterday that, this is a turtle here, by the way. Jonathan is the oldest living turtle, currently 194 years old.
Where's he?
Believed to be hatched in 1832.
Wow.
I just had that in my phone. Glad you brought the turtle story up there, Todd. All right.
Is he in captivity somewhere? Or is he on an island?
I don't know where it's at. Doesn't say. It's from a site, some sort of turtle site. I don't know.
He's how old?
So Nick's dad wins 44 years. Rachel had sex with a guy who was 30-some years older than you?
Yes.
30 what, exactly?
34, 35.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Just once?
Yes.
Okay.
Jonathan lives on the island of St. Helena, a British overseas territory in the South Atlantic Ocean.
194. Every day he wakes up every day going, are you kidding me?
Another one? God.
I'm over this life thing.
That's crazy. 194 years of age. Yeah, that turtle might have the biggest gap. You're right, Todd.
Well, no, this
but
guy.
But let's just stick to humans on this bit.
This Jonathan guy might have the biggest gap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, that one. I meant you're right. What's Belichick's gap?
Oh, no.
Oh, his is...
74 and 25?
Yeah, it's like close to 50,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's 47, crazy. 48 years.
Okay, Belichick wins so far. We don't know Belichick, though, but...
Damn.
Yeah, any older, it's going to get, it's more like necrophilia, don't you think?
Yeah.
And people start, if anybody checks in, says he banged somebody 60 years older than them.
But like, there's some old people that look good who are definitely
I'm not arguing, bang an old dude. Do it, ladies. You'll love it.
Please.
You'll love it. You'll love it.
Please bang an old dude.
you'll love it, man. No. And guys, go bang an old lady. It. You'll love that, too. Depending how old she is.
Just to get the number.
That's not.
Just to get the number going.
What'd you say, Todd?
I said just to get the number.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to rack up a number.
Yeah, isn't there that one?
Why not?
Isn't there that one OnlyFans chick we talked about who, like, her whole thing is like going into nursing homes and banging dudes?
Right, right.
Which I think is sweet. As
yeah,
long as it's
sweet too.
It's
oh yeah, she
consensual.
Was,
hell yeah, yeah, let's do it. Right, yeah.
She was some Wisconsin girl
right. With a big heart.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll take that call if you've beaten Mark. Mark's 44 years.
Yeah, it's a fun game. I like how it just keeps coming up.
Well, at least they're not dating. Imagine bringing them home.
Yes.
And the great thing about records, too, is they're meant to be
made
broken.
To be broken.
So,
yeah, your dad, he's Walterson there at school.
I'm just saying, it feels good.
He gets older, and his students stay the same age.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
Let's be clear. This is a human to human. Some guy's going to call about a turtle.
We don't want that.
We confused everybody.
Right, and we don't want that call.
No.
Yes.
Puss will take it. Anyone just might not put it through.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you gotten bestiality calls before, Puss?
No. Thank God.
That one?
No. We had guy in Wichita
that's
the call years ago that was proud he banged a sheep.
It wasn't a call. Yeah. I think it was an email.
That was an email.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't remember answering that phone call. Thank God.
The call is coming from inside the house.
Yeah. That's not funny. That's just really bad.
Oh, no.
More comedy like that at the warehouse.
No, not there.
Don't plug it now, huh? Bad time to plug?
Yeah. Nick's holding the door open right now.
I'm sorry.
You're lucky. Nick quit comedy. He would have stole
think
that.
We should all quit for the day.
You said bad. Bad.
Wow.
Only you get away with that.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No. Only you could got away with that.
Thank you.
Yeah. We might have fired somebody on the spot for that one.
Yeah.
Could have been a guy, one of us saying that.
I thought it was bad talking about my dad banging kids who weren't old enough to buy a beer.
Yeah. They're 19. They could fight in a war.
And then it went bad. Yeah.
They could fight in a war. Why can't they bang an old dude?
Right. And he's in Louisiana.
I think
the age of consent in Louisiana is like single digit. Right. So he's fine.
Yeah. Well past that.
Have we done the deadly animal quiz before?
No.
I don't know if Rachel's taken the deadly animal quiz. Right. Do you know what the deadliest animals in the world are?
Ooh, no. So what I know is that they're not going to be like, you know, an elephant or something like that. Right. I know that they're usually like ocean-based.
No, not in this case.
There's usually mosquitoes or
Number one.
Yeah,
mosquitoes number one.
Because of malaria, right?
Right.
And all the other.
Oh, they carry everything, right?
The bipeds, the humans are number two. Humans kill 600,000 humans
a year.
Well,
we're God's creatures.
Yeah, I guess I didn't think humans was going to be on the deadliest animal list.
Yeah, well, we're the worst.
I get it. We're not the worst. Mosquitoes are the worst.
Only mosquitoes kill more humans than humans.
Wow. We have some catching up to do.
Right. And then there's snakes. Snakes kill 100,000 people a year.
That's crazy.
100,000.
Followed by dogs.
Yeah.
40,000 people a year.
Todd almost was killed.
Yeah, you got a house full of killers at your place, Todd.
Yeah. No, Todd was almost killed in Denver.
Oh, that's right.
Roddy bit him, yeah.
No, the pit bull.
Oh, pit bull. That's even worse.
And then I don't know how the freshwater snails kill you. But 14,000 people.
You think you could run from them?
Food poisoning?
Freshwater snails.
This is a rough break.
Oh, well, she's with the bad. You mean the bad?
Don't.
Yeah, I guess run from them. I guess my joke would have sounded worse, except for Rachel's.
Yeah. Yeah, the freshwater snails, Todd, it's people eating them.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then getting parasitic worms.
Yeah, and then they drop some worms in your belly after you eat them.
Yep. Yum. Food poisoning, basically.
I do love escargot, though.
Yeah.
Well, don't eat the freshwater ones.
All right. I can't
promise.
That's
on the restaurant, you know. I'm not making those at home.
There goes that okaboji cuisine.
Yeah. Dang.
I'm not pulling a rock up and pulling a slug out. Put some cheese on that thing.
It's a snail.
Oh, that's pretty much what they are, right?
Then next is sand flies. No, kissing bugs. Chagas disease. Sand flies, roundworms, scorpions, tapeworms, tsetse flies, and then we get into the big ones. Elephants kill 1,000 people a year.
Yeah.
Bees, wasps, hornets, 500.
I love that elephants are in between, like, scorpion,
I
elephant,
know, right?
That is
elephants, right?
Yeah.
I thought a hippo would be hired.
So I also thought a hippo would beat out an elephant. That was the first animal that came to mind when I think
elephants
of,
elephants charge in Africa and knock things down and kill people a lot.
Yeah, they only list hippos as killing 50-some people a year.
Plus, don't they, I'm not going to do the whole bit elephants remember, but that's what they do. That's where that comes from, because there was a story the other day about an elephant in Africa that was done something wrong, and he found out where the guy was and ran over his hut. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it came back.
There's one, too, where he, like, an elephant came to a funeral to, like, re-stomp on a
that was it.
Person
yeah.
that
was it.
They had killed. Yeah.
That's right. It was a re-stomping.
he ain't been stomped enough. Yeah.
So they're into vengeance then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Elephants are into vengeance.
Yeah.
I thought hippos were the deadliest animal in Africa.
I guess not. It's elephants.
Not according to this list.
Yeah. Unless there's a list that's like deadliest animals in Africa. If they're just talking the world here, aren't there more elephants around the world than hippos?
There's elephants not all over the world, but in more
in your
just
own
Africa.
Backyard.
Yeah. You just have an elephant in your backyard. Can you have an elephant in the just in your backyard, depending on the city?
Honey, he's back.
Bears,
that damn thing.
Bears kill 20 people a year.
All bears?
All bears.
Okay.
And I would imagine they're mostly either grizzly or polar bears that go after humans. Sharks and gray wolves. And that's as far as the list goes.
Oh, wolves kill you too,
Wolves kill 5 people a year.
Okay.
Oh.
And we're all afraid of sharks. And how many it kills?
6.
Yeah.
So you're just as likely to be killed by a wolf as you are a shark.
You guys.
Yeah, but I don't go in the woods with wolves. Where are gray wolves at?
The lodge.
Yeah.
Although Rachel bagged a gray wolf a while back. Right.
Yeah.
By the way, we have a new contender for a winner.
Uh-oh.
Here.
Uh-oh.
You see that, Todd, on the text? Shelly out of Wichita.
Yeah.
Her ex and her had a semi-open relationship, and we were swingers. I was 30. The guy was 78. But she say he looked like he was in his 50s. So,
yeah.
So if that's 48 years,
good for him.
Wow.
All right. So what kind of woman did he bring to the swinger party? Yeah, the 78-year-old, another 78-year-old woman.
Maybe.
I got some audio.
His Nana's friend.
Play the audio.
Is that what you have in mind when you open your relationship as a 78-year-old dude?
Nick hates when old dudes get laid.
I think.
He does. He's seething right now. He's just so mad.
He hates that Belichick gets laid. He hates his dad's getting laid.
The operative phrase, Nick, is
Nick, do you hate sex?
Open.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. When they say open, that means open-minded.
Open to all.
Yeah.
Hello.
Open.
Like I was.
Very open to all.
The more we learn about Nick, he's just not very open.
No.
He's kind of ageist.
He hates when old dudes get laid.
Yeah.
I get it. You're an old dude, man.
That's a lot. Like, I don't think I'm not going to want to bang somebody that's 50 years younger than me.
You would if your wife left you by then.
I don't. They're like children to me. Like,
no, they're not.
They are.
30-year-old woman. You know.
Like, I don't look at kids that are, like, young, like my kid's age, and they're kids.
Yeah, I think
well, yeah,
if you,
I know, you're not bagging your kids.
Ever
you
got
well, no, they're not your kids, but they're still, like, the same age. I'm not a they're my kid's age.
You don't
and
know
if
that.
If they're your kid's age, you run the risk of them knowing your kids, right?
Well, there's that, but yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's not something that I'm, like, drawn to.
Well, you don't know.
Yeah.
I do know.
You could also take the chance that not everybody the same age knows everybody else that's the same age.
Right.
Yeah.
What happened?
78-year-old dude with its balls flapping around? That's not gross, did I?
Well, he lost his balls due to the cancer.
Yeah. Right. A lot of young guys look like hell naked, too.
Right.
You know? At what age do you get over that? Because, you know, Ed wasn't obsessing that, you know,
talk my dad. When my dad went to the Bunny Ranch, and he was in his early mid-70s, we first started going there. And we'd always try to joke with him about having banging some girl in her 20s, and he said, "That's my granddaughter's 20." I said, "Yeah, but he went for girls in their early 40s." I said, "Well, I said your daughters are older than them."
So he
got past it pretty quick.
He draws the line at granddaughter though.
Well, he said that felt weird, but he didn't do it with a younger girl. He did with the 30. We saw the photos of those girls. They looked early 40s.
If he had been around long enough and done it with enough 40, he might have slipped in a 20-year-old.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Why
yes.
wouldn't you?
Right. Yeah.
I found the audio of the 78-year-old chick.
Oh, yeah. Listen to this, Rachel. Yeah. Look at her face.
Wait. What?
Two more seconds.
That's a 78-year-old woman at a gangbang. an orgy. Excuse me, it's more than she's not.
That can't be real.
But no. The real story was it was a 78-year-old dude.
Yeah, but you assume if it's a swingers thing, he might have come with someone else, and they were flopping.
Shelly was 30, he was 78.
Good show. Thanks for checking in on that one, Shelly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nick's disgusted.
Yeah. And that guy
I just think, when you're at the beginning of it, you're like, hey, let's bang other people. Is that what you have in mind?
Well, no, but I don't think, like, swingers are going to be young. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're usually older.
Because they're already just doing everything. They're not married. Their whole life is that. So
78.
And if this sounds like this was some time ago, that guy might be dead by now.
Yeah.
Oh,
for sure.
Rest
but
in
she
power.
Said he looked like he was in good shape for an old man. Right.
I don't know.
I don't blame her.
No,
listen, you're talking to someone who's at 35, so I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, you draw the line at anybody over 60 at this point. Well, you're actually married, so you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wah, wah.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.